USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi continues to reiterate her hard line for $2.2 trillion in coronavirus relief or nothing at all.
But it's hard to see how we can go any lower when you only have a greater need.
Despite the fact that a 50-member bipartisan group, evenly divided between House Republicans and Democrats, unveiled a $1.5 trillion compromise plan, Nancy Pelosi continues to say that Democrats aren't discussing that with her.
They don't say that, actually. Well, they don't say it to me. What they say is we need to have a solution, and we want the best possible agreement that we can for America's working families.
The compromise bill includes a fresh round of $1,200 stimulus checks, expanded federal unemployment at $450 per week, and the reopening of the Paycheck Protection Program. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.